Now, I think that Big Fatty already broke this news over on his show that I have bought my ticket to Orlando. So not only have I got the time off, but I have the ticket, and we have already reserved the room. So the only thing left for me to get is some nose plugs for sharing the room with Big Fatty at the Poop Century. So looking forward to that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So looking forward to that.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 574 of the BFO for Thursday, the 15th of April, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we are going to announce the $20 bill winner today, y'all, because we have gotten enough phone calls to make the announcement. So sit back and enjoy. Yeah! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your tax day in the U.S. of A. is going well. And y'all, by phone calls, I mean voice letters, of course. Big Fatty, we were a little worried about you because you were using some unknown terminology we are not familiar with coming out of your office. Oh, dear Gussie. But, it is tax day in the U.S. of A., which, you know, it sucks. It sucks, y'all. And by the way, dear God, this daffodil microphone just makes me want to go to sleep. Yes, Big Fatty. By the way, y'all, people are in a pissy mood. They're just in a pissy mood. And, you know, I can understand, and pissy and poopy. Pissy and poopy. I got a phone call from the NIP last night. Wednesday night. And no, Tuesday night. And y'all, he had a puppy dog that had gotten the cancer, and so she had to be put down over the weekend, and so he was in sort of a solemn mood, and she meant the world to the NIP, and I know the NIP, he will do fine, and it's okay to be sorry and mourn. But, you know, that's if it didn't hurt, it didn't mean anything, right? Yes, Big Fatty, we know. And y'all, there was a Tickle Me Elmo on the early show on Wednesday, helping children, dealing with death and loss of the family and everything. So, you know, and y'all, somebody else who is going to be in a crappy mood today is Anthony, that ant out there in the San Francisco's, the Bay Area, if you will, because y'all, he's getting fisted today. And by getting fisted today, I mean he is having a colonoscopy. And he probably didn't want me to announce that to the world, but, you know, too bad. But, y'all, I'm just going to tell you, and I told Ant this, you will receive some fabulous drugs. And when they say, are you feeling sleepy, Ant? You can just say, no. And they'll say, give him some more. And, ooh, yes, it is good. Y'all, we still hadn't heard from the little Aussie battler here lately, because he's just catching the bullshit. But y'all, he got some good news. He's going to, he got a scholarship to go study in, Kathmandu. And, we are happy for the little Aussie battler and his overseas studies in Kathmandu. And, Arthur, you know, Arthur, he got him a kitty cat. Oh, Big Fatty, you've just been catching up on all these podcasts. Well, y'all, I've been behind because, you know, when you go to the horror events, you, uh, you miss out on opportunities, on the opportunity to listen to some podcasts because, you know, you're up to your elbows in different things. But the other podcast that I wanted to speak briefly about, and let me see which one, what was it? Somebody was going to be getting an enema, and I don't remember who it was. But someone was all worried about an enema, and y'all, there's nothing wrong with a good deep colonic. Who does not? And Anthony is having the best of the colonic, a good deep colonic, and y'all, and I tell you, who else is not having a good day is that Aiden Turner. Because he got thrown off the dancing on Tuesday. Tuesday night. And y'all, that Daniel Brewer says he didn't enter the underpants contest. But he would like, he did tell me that he would like all of you, he would welcome underpants being sent to him. And you can send those by May the 7th to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And Daniel would just be most appreciative if you could assist with that. But y'all, the big news of the day, is that we have received enough voice letters so that the special $20 bill, the crisp $20 bills can be awarded by Ms. Kathy Bacon. Now, y'all, she will not do this in a timely fashion because she is over there in the Washington, D.C.'s. And, y'all, she was having crumbs swept off from in front of her the other night because evidently she just made a mess, y'all. She just made a big... Yeah, just eating, and you know, crumbs everywhere, and Miss Kathy, oh dear Gussie, there seems to be some sort of aeroplano landing here in the Fat Cave, y'all. I have got a spider web up by the window. I hadn't noticed that before. Now I'll have to get the broom and get that down. Yes, Big Freddy, you've got to get the broom and get that down.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
My phone on. Hey, this is Kathy. I wanted to enter the contest. I never said I couldn't win. All right, goodbye.
Y'all, that's Miss Kathy Bacon, who's providing the prize for this contest, and she is hoping that she is the winner. Because y'all, she's correct. She did not eliminate herself from the contest. But let's go to the judges. Judges, is Miss Kathy Bacon the winner of the $20 bill? Sorry, Miss Kathy. So you won't be able to present that $20 bill back to your own coin purse. So, y'all, our next call is from the one and only B.W. Valentine. Y'all, she may be in a drive-thru. I don't know.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's your friend B.W. Valentine. Now, I know there's no way in hell I'm caller number 4, but I'm trying anyway. So,
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, B.W. Valentine got cut off there during her phone call. However, we will count that as an entry into the $20 bill contest. So now, y'all, we are going to turn to the judges once again, and we're going to say, judges, is B.W. Valentine caller number 4? So close, y'all. I just, you know, the anticipation is building. It is just building. And now, y'all, here is our next caller. It is none other than that Blue Jeans guy, David.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, host of that Blue Jeans guy podcast, and also David Salon, not to be confused with DJ David J, the gay trucker, hairdresser, barber, salon owner, whatever. It is my talk show that I do with other people, but I wanted to start by saying you will never have to pay me to call into your show. You probably would want to pay me not to call into your show, which hurts just a little bit, by the way. You know, Big Brother rejecting Little Brother, but I'm not bitter about that, just so you know. I'm not bitter, really. No, I am not bitter. But I wanted to call you about Pride 48. As you know, right now, I am going to be participating in Pride 48 again. Yes, that's right. That Blue Jeans guy is going to be participating in the Pride 48 this year, and I'm going to actually be doing probably at least a couple of shows. I already have a David Salon lined up with a magical, mysterious guest who I will not reveal at this time, but I know everyone's going to enjoy listening to this guest. And I will probably also be doing a That Blue Jeans Guy show as well. And I would love to do a David Salon with the center of the podcasting universe. That's right, Big Fatty. I would love to do a David Salon with you. And I just know that if you put this out to your listeners would say, yes, yes, Big Fatty, yes, yes. We must hear you talk with David, That Blue Jeans Guy, on the Salon. Because you can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. Unlike when you go on these all these group shows where they make you talk about politics and all the shit you don't want to talk about. You can go on David's show and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So, just think about it, please. I would love it. And by the way, of course, I would love it if occasionally you would listen to my damn show because I've been talking a lot about you lately, and I know that you're a very popular person, and you want people to talk about you so that you can include these on your show intros. I've been giving you some material lately, and it just hurts, just really, really hurts to know that you're not listening, and you're not listening to the wonderful things that I'm saying about you. No, Big Fatty, no, you're not listening, no. So anyway, I'm still going to listen to you. I'm not bitter at all, Big Brother, but it just hurts. It really, really just hurts. So I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, gosh, David, you are just, y'all, is he pissed or is he poopy? I don't know. No, Big Brother, we cannot tell from that call. There was a myriad of emotions on there. So, y'all, I don't know. But anyway, David, thank you for calling. And by the way, y'all, the Pride 48 that he mentioned, that is coming up in June. It is the last weekend in June. If you want to pull out your pencils, I'll just give you a second so you can get them. Now, y'all, the dates are June the 25th through the 27th. And, y'all, I don't think that the schedule has been determined yet as to who's doing what. So I'm not quite sure David knows how many slots he's going to get because, y'all, evidently, y'all, it is becoming very popular this year. There are people that... Who knew that they would be a part of it? Y'all, to include that QCast connection, which has just had another episode posted with Michael and the Super B and that English John. And by the way, y'all, did you hear that Michael has resubscribed to 11? He has resubscribed to 11 podcasts. And y'all, I think we should have a contest. I think there should be a contest. And the Super B and English John don't know what the 11 are either. So, y'all, send in your votes as to which 11 podcasts you think Michael has subscribed to. And we'll maybe we can can announce that on the Pride 48 or something. I don't know, but just send them in. And you can call them in, y'all. You can just call them in if you want to, and don't waste your time calling them because they don't have a voice letter number, y'all. So just call into the BFO and give your 11 guesses. Now, y'all, before we go any further, because Big Fatty's gonna forget about it if he doesn't. I've got to go to the judges. Judges, is David the winner of the $20 bill?
Wake the judges up. Some poke 'em. Ask 'em. Poke 'em.
Dear Gussie, y'all, David, that blue jeans guy. Oh, that was awfully abrupt. David, that blue jeans guy, congratulations on winning the $20 bill provided by the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. Now, David, is there anything that you would like to say on this monumental occasion?
You will never have to pay me to call into your show.
Oh, well, this is a little... odd. Miss Kathy Bacon, I guess you're off the hook for the $20. David says that you do not need to pay him. No, Big Freddy, there will be no payment involved with when it comes to your brother, David, that blue jeans guy, and his saloon. Okay, so, there you have it. David is our big winner and has generously declined the prize of the crisp South Dakota $20 bill from Miss Kathy Bacon. But y'all, that is not the end of the voice letters today. No, Big Party, there is still another one, and then everyone's going to call and guess QCast Michael's 11 podcast he's listening to. Play the last voice letter.
Hi, Big Fatty. That was an Egg McMuffin at McDonald's. I just want to say good morning, and I hope that it's not too late, but I'd love to be the fourth caller so I can win a prize. That sounds like Tom Brokaw. Anyway, I hope you have a most wonderful day, and remember, if you're not listening to Big Fatty, go to RambleRedhead.com and listen to my show. All right, see you later. Have a most wonderful day. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Tom the Ramble Redhead. And Tom, unfortunately, you were not caller number four. However, judges, is there anything we can do for Tom the Ramble Redhead?
Today, when we receive a Egg McMuffin. How you say this word? Egg McMuffin. I can't say it. I'm sorry. I don't know how you pronounce it. Okay. Today when I will receive an Egg McMuffin. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't.
Yeah. Gussie, Tom, well, evidently you've already enjoyed the Egg McMuffin. So anyway, y'all, you know, Tom sent me those 25 things that set you apart from being how you knew you was old, how you knew you were old, and or how you known you'd grown up. I didn't quite get through them all. It seems like yesterday, the last one was that you didn't know what time the Taco Bell closes anymore. The next one is your car insurance goes down and your car payments go up. You feed your dog science diet instead of McDonald's leftovers. Oh, dear Gussie, sleeping on the couch makes your back hurt. You no longer take naps from noon to 6 p.m. Oh, y'all, I'd be awake all night. Dinner and a movie is the whole date instead of the beginning of one. Eating a basket of chicken wings at 3 a.m. now severely upsets rather than settles your stomach. Y'all, I'm out of time again, so I'll just have to finish... the rest of those on tomorrow's show. Now, y'all, we've had a couple more people sign up for the podcast and meet and greet dinner, and we're still waiting the announcement by the Ginger Bear and the Albino as to where it's going to be. Where do you think it'll be, Miss West?
So, looking forward to that.
Well, no, where are you looking forward to?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.